From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. The latest edition of our Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available free to any listener who cares to request it. Give us a call and we will gladly send you a free copy. The theme of the issue is the Bible. There are articles dealing with God's Word to man, an overview of the Old Testament, and also one on the New Testament. There's an article on interpreting the Scriptures and a study of the Epistle to Philemon. You'll enjoy the issue. Do send for your free copy. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock, in which we will be continuing our study of the life and times of Elijah the prophet, and also I will play a further extract from the sermon that we are offering free at this present time, The Secret of a Happy New Year. Now, before we turn to the closing verses of Mark's Gospel, here is a hymn by the Free Presbyterian Jubilee Choir, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. It will fit with the words of Christ to his disciples as he sends them forth into the world to preach the gospel. Here's the hymn.
Thank you.
Let's turn now to Mark and the chapter 16. And we'll read the words of the Lord Jesus spoken to his disciples on his final meeting with them. Verse 15 of Mark chapter 16. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In these words, we have already considered how that the Savior set forth the essence of the message that his disciples were to preach, verses 15 and 16. Now the Savior gives them an assurance of miraculous signs or proofs accompanying their preaching. I do not believe that these miraculous accompaniments are to be expected today. These were signs given for that age when the gospel was being introduced to a world in total ignorance of the true God. They were not gifts or graces which may be expected to be enjoyed by all Christians of all ages. Signs were specific evidences which accompanied a messenger sent by God to confirm that he was indeed God's servant. Some of the prophets were enabled to work such signs, but not all of the prophets were thus enabled. When the Savior began his ministry, he was asked for a sign. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. Matthew 12, the verse 38. Then remember what Peter said to the men of Israel on the day of Pentecost. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Acts chapter 2 and the verse 22. The signs wrought by Christ were proof that he was who he claimed he was. The Savior said that there would be signs accompanying the ministry of the apostles as well. The history of the Acts of the Apostles records that indeed miraculous deeds were done by them. There were miracles, but not to the extent that this working of miracles was a daily, hourly feature of their ministry. Over the years of preaching in Jerusalem, we read, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Acts 5:12. It was later stated that Paul and Barnabas had such wonders attend their preaching also. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the words of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Acts 14, verse 3. Notice the phrase, gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. God gave witness to the truth of what the men were saying by granting or giving these special signs that they were indeed genuinely men of God. I believe that a study of the record of the signs wrought by the disciples will indicate that they were especially evident whenever a new territory was entered by the preachers of the gospel. Again, Paul stated to the Corinthians that truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and the verse 12. He was, of course, referring to his own ministry. It is interesting that he calls them the signs of an apostle. I believe that is what they truly were, and they are not to be expected to continue in subsequent ages. Now, what signs did Christ say would accompany the ministry of his servants the apostles? Well, first of all, he said they would have power to cast out devils. The disciples were going into a world which lay in darkness and spiritual ignorance. It was a world under the power of the devil. The first thing that they would encounter would be his resistance. The devil and his minions had ruled the heathen world for thousands of years. They were not going to retreat without a fight. Consequently, these gospel trailblazers would require special power to overcome the resistance of the devil. Secondly, the Savior says they would be enabled to speak with new tongues. The word tongue simply means language or dialect. Thus, it was said of the crowd who heard the disciples speak in tongues on the day of Pentecost. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Acts 2, verse 6. The Savior miraculously enabled the apostles to speak in the language of the region into which they went with the gospel. It would take a person quite a while to become proficient enough in a foreign language to preach the gospel in it. How would the disciples ever hope to carry the gospel into the many, many regions of the world with all their differing languages if such a miraculous ability was not given them? What a privilege it is to have the message of God in our own tongue. Yet many have never even opened the Bible to read it for themselves. It is said of Israel in the days of Hosea the prophet, "I have written to him the great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing." Hosea 8:12. Might not that be said of God's word in this land today? The gospel has been counted as a strange thing, something with which many are not acquainted. Have you considered what it is that God has written to you in his word? You know, it's a message of love and pardon, of deliverance and salvation. It is a message also of warnings of damnation for sin and everlasting punishment for the Christ rejecter. Never was there a more important message for you to read, and it has been put in your hand through the labors and toils, patience and sufferings of many such men as those to whom the Lord gave the gift of tongues, in order that the world may hear the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. May the Lord give you an ear to hear his message to your soul today. We will return to these closing words of Mark's Gospel next week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.